very much. God knows I tried to get out of this. God knows I did. But I have cried every day. Every day. Since January the 10th. Every day. So, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 2. The Lord would help me. Acts chapter 2 and verse 16. For these are not drunken as you suppose. I want to preach. I'll get it right. I want to say this morning, this afternoon, or tonight. So every what I say, I'll get it right one time. But I want to preach on we are not as drunk as we're supposed to be. We are not as drunk as we are supposed to be. Thank God every church reformer or anybody that ever sit back and reflected about the church, they have always, when they wanted to do something about it, they have always went back to Acts chapter 2 and said somewhere in this book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost fell is where we missed it. And they have tried to bring us back to Acts chapter 2. Bring the church. There's probably not a pastor in here that hasn't contemplated this is what we need to do to get back to Acts chapter 2. And we do have a problem with deadness. Just stick your finger up if you don't believe me. Yeah. Glory to God. But that is not how we started. That is not how we started. Amen. We started in the fire. Do you believe that? Yeah. Amen. And it is my contention this afternoon. Now, I want to say this. I started to say his name, you know. And that might cause some problems for somebody down the road. But anyway, we had a dear brother in the 70s that he got a little bit above all of the rest of us, brother. And he come out with the term that shouting is shallow. And Brother Ralph has already picked up on who I'm talking about. But he got to preaching that shouting was shallow. Well, by God, the Lord started us out doing that in Acts chapter 2. Amen. We started out shouting. Huh? Is that all right? Amen. It looks to me like, amen, a good thing for us to do would be to continue on with the pattern. If they started out doing it, it might be all right for us to start out doing it. Now, I want to clear the air right here. I'm not preaching for a shout down this afternoon. That's up to you. I'm just going to preach. Amen. And what you do is your business. Praise God. But here's the deal, Lucille. Amen. Pastor, when you go to church and you go to the house of God, your enemy is that death-defying stillness that's in our churches. Huh? So right now, I'm going to say something here. And this pastor told me this, and I'm just repeating what he told. If it's not exactly true, amen, I'm just repeating what he said. I wouldn't call him a liar for nothing in this world. But here's what he said. He said, Brother Mike, he said, my church is so dead. And I listened to him. He said, my church is so dead that the other night, he said there was a woman had we thought she was having a heart attack. And they dialed 911 and they brought the paramedics into the church. And they said they carried out 6 people before they got the right one. Now that's dead. Oh, God, glory to God. I said that's dead, buddy. Amen. When you carry 6 people out before you get the right one, that's pretty dead. Hallelujah. Now, let me preach here for just a moment or two. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 37, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. And some of the Pharisees said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And Jesus answered and said, if they should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Glory to God. All right, Horton, Brother Ben, I want you to stand and pray for me. I want you to pray for me right now. God would help me. And he said, when they seen the mighty works he done, they put out, amen, they started rejoicing and praising God. Amen. But some of the Pharisees said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Now, let me tell you something. There is a crowd in the holiness movement that won't shout and rebuke, amen. There is a people in the holiness movement, amen, that won't be the negative when it comes to the movement of the power of God. But I'm going to preach this afternoon, amen. I want to preach this afternoon. My God, amen, amen. Jesus said, if these should hold their peace, the rocks should cry out for all. Glory! Hallelujah. I said, I thank God. Amen. The rocks shall cry out. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. Glory. Amen. 2 Samuel 6 and 14. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might. Hallelujah. Amen. But everybody don't like that, you see. Amen. Everybody don't like that. And Micah, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord and despised him in her heart. Oh, not everybody likes it. Not everybody likes the shout. Oh, glory to God. But I thank God the church was born right in the shout. I can preach it off. I don't know if I can go.
He's got a nosebleed right now. Hey, bad.
Oh, God.
He will. Just a minute. He'll do it. Hey, bad. He'll do it. Amen. Yeah. If you. Well.
I'll be right back in a minute, saints.
Why don't you just stand up right now and shout? And shout! Lift your voices with a shout! Shout! Oh, glory! Shout! Hallelujah! 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 Hey, here you go.
My God, it ain't from Desire, brother. Let me preach like this right here. have been, give me another one of them ready, John. Got a blood clot there. Hurry. I got to get that blood off there.
Just stick that up your nose and squirt.
Give me another one. God, I hate to be such a God stinking mess, but I don't know what to do. Well, you want me to quit, Brother Ralph?
I sure do, don't we, congregation? You'll find out he's mad enough to do it.
Say, squirt that. My nose is supposed to quit.
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Well, I really am not used to this stuff, but reckon it'll be all right. You got another ready?
Are you worried about it? Nervous?
Come on.
We're not. I'm not one bit nervous about Mike. Not one bit.
Deb, I never shined my shoes in 40 years. She shined all my shoes. I never put my belt, my pants in 40 years. She done it all. I'm the most pampered, spoiled man that ever lived and walked on the face of the earth. And it was planned like that by my precious wife. So, I didn't know how to wash clothes. Give me another one, John. You're a little slow, son. You're going to have to get them and bring them to me. But, good. Oh, God.
Go ahead, son. It's all right.
Amen. I may not preach too long, but I'm going to preach just a few more minutes anyway. So, I never had washed no clothes. I didn't know. I got a button on a washing machine. I always kept Deb a good one. You got another one? Hurry, son. Give me another one. And so I had to learn from scratch. And I washed this shirt I got on. Don't look like it, but I did. And I washed my clothes up. I usually take Wednesdays. That's my wash day. Wash all my clothes up. And you got another one ready, son? So, I started doing my own deal. I listen to a lot of women, but you know, I'm this type of guy. I got to try stuff for myself. And I remember there was some stuff, wool-like. Just come to me. Been trying to think of it all day. That you put in the washing machine to get stains out. How many of you know that? How many of you, y'all ever try that? You hear? You hear, John? Brother Ralph, would you help him? God. You talk about slow. So, I went and got me some wool light, and I tried a little wool light, and it done pretty good. Ralph, Brother Randy, could you come and help me?
Yeah,
by God, and David, could you? I mean, y'all, after all, you're just standing there, okay? Give me some nose deals.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Anybody else would help me, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, I found some stuff and I wouldn't trade for nothing. And the other day I went to Sam's and I bought me a big, it comes three in the deal. It's called Shout.
Yeah.
Woo! God have mercy. Woo! And you know, I went down there and preached last week, North Carolina. I don't know how my shirt done it, but it got grease all over it. So I took that Shout has got an applicator, and I took it out of the, I put it on top of the wash machine, and I squeezed that bottle, that applicator, got that stuff out, down on my grease on my shirt. I rubbed her backwards and forwards. Ben come to the house. He said, Dad, you need some Dawn. I said, no, I need some Shout.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Just like we need this afternoon in this service. Praise God. Woo! Glory. Boy, I said, right here's acid test. You got one ready, David?
I got it.
What are you doing, John? Got one ready?
Yeah.
You got another elixir right here for me?
Yeah.
That nose stuff, you can throw that stuff to trash can. It don't work. Anyway, boy, I rubbed that on there, and I said, here's the acid test. Hey, man, I put that Shout down in that wash machine with them rags. And boy, I couldn't wait till that. Well, it takes 40 minutes for it to wash. I got it out of there, and it was all gone. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, I'll have to say this. There's a lot of times when we go to the house troubled, the house of God troubled. Amen. On every side, troubled on every head. Amen. We could shout it out if we would. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, I am a proponent. I am a proponent of going to God's house. Amen. And shout things out. Oh, hallelujah. Got another one. Praise God. Help him, son. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. Glory to God. It is God's will for God's people to rejoice and praise God. It's God's will. Amen. Amen. It is a will of God for us to do that. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Back in 1956, amen, at Round Lake camp meeting, a young girl got up to testify. And she said, I want to tell this. She said, when my dad was a bishop in the Methodist church, and she said, but when I got saved, I was born to shout. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. I wished a bunch of us was exactly like that. When I got saved, I was born to shout. And she said, oh, my God, did I ever shout. Now, she said, my dad being a Methodist, a lot of times would rebuke me openly for shouting. And he'd say, he'd get me in front of a crowd. She said, I'd get shouting. And she said, he could see that I was offending God's chosen people. Woo! Amen. Oh, glory to God. She said, he could see I was offending them. And he'd say, Susan, easy now, Susan. Easy now. Easy as you go. Careful as you go, Susan. Amen. And she said, he'd just wear me out in front of everybody and I'd sit out. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
You're doing
this? Huh? Yeah, okay. So, she said, life went on. And she said, I tried to quit shouting, Brother Boggs. Oh, that's what I like about you, buddy. Oh, glory to God. That's what I like about you. I like to say, you are made for Westside. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I never get tired of that. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Boggs knows what I'm talking about. Oh, hallelujah. So she said, I tried to quit shouting and I couldn't. Thank God, Brother Boggs. If you've ever tried, don't. But if you do, don't. Amen. Don't quit shouting. Glory to God. Rejoice when you go to God's house. I cannot see that all the fun, amen, be where the devil's at. Can you? I can't see the devil's crowd having all the fun. Oh, Monday morning I couldn't be here. But I had to go to the dentist and gotten the dentist. I just need a little deal done up there. But anyway, his hygiene assistant or whatever woman, I said, what do you do on the weekends? And she said, well, I said, what do you do Sundays in particular? She said, she didn't look like a church woman. But anyway, she said, I go to Sunday school. And she said, by the way, Pastor Roberts, she said, what kind of church do you pastor? Yeah. And I said, Holy Roller. Yeah. Glory to God. She said, oh. She said, I got you now. She said, you go to them churches where they have fun. The fun church. Oh, glory to God. Let me ask you a question this afternoon. Do you go to the church where they have fun? Do you enjoy going? Do you look forward to going? Oh, God, I tell you what, it's hard on some people because it's so dead. Oh, hallelujah. We get the polar bear out of the pulpit. We'll get the ice cube out of pews. Come on here now. Glory to God, I do not pastor. I do not pastor. Amen. The first church of the deep freeze, by God. Amen. Jack Frost does that. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe in Washman. Amen. I'm not wasting my time when I go to God's house. Woo! Glory to God. I do not waste my time. Anyway. She said, Dad, my Methodist bishop daddy got down to die. Said he couldn't find no peace. And he said, he told his kids, he said, I want all y'all to go find Susan and bring Susan in here. And he said, I want the rest of you to get out. So they went and got Susan. He said, Susan, he said, you got to pray me through. And she said, Daddy, I'll get you shouting. Amen. Daddy, I'll get you. She said, he said, that's all right. Amen. You stay here and pray. She said, about 30 minutes. Amen. The power of God fell in there. She said, it shook old dad. He started shaking in the bed. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Now, you know what he said back years ago in front of the church? Ease it out, Susan. Easy now, Susan. He said, now, he said, Susan, I want you to stay here till I die. And he said, go ahead, Susan. Go ahead, Susan. Woo! Glory to God. Let me tell you something, amen. You're going to wish, my God, you'd have said, go ahead, Susan. Go ahead, Susan. Now, let me tell you something else. There's a bunch of you, amen. It turns your stomach when a bunch of kids get to run around the house of God. You're disturbed by it. You're embarrassed by it. But if they was a sitting in the back of the church, a chewing spit wads, amen, a chewing gum and a throwing spit wads, my God, you'd never say nothing. I say, let them shout. Let them shout. Woo, glory to God. Thank God for it. Amen. Susan stayed there. He said, baby, stay right here. She said, I shouted daddy through to the glory world. Woo! Glory. Thank God. Thank God. I said, thank God. Amen. For the shout.
Now, give me another one. Give me a big pile over right quick. Brother Ralph, say something. I got a big old blood clot coming out.
You do?
Yeah.
Glory! Brother Roberts, I believe it's irreverent to have all that noise in church. Yeah, I want to read you a verse of scripture. It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad. Woo! Hallelujah, my God. Amen, let me tell you something. It is our lack of noise, not our abundance of noise. And I'm going to tell you something else. I call it sanctified racket.
I do good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say something right here.
Yeah.
I preach holiness like a Church of Christ preaches water baptism.
Yes, sir.
And this has been my deal. Where you at, little boy? Where my old buddy at? Little red-faced boy comes here to church. Married that little girl down Swords Creek. What's his name? Where's he at? Is he still here? Huh? Back there? Oh, I see you back there, son. Raise your hand there. Here you go. Here you go. Yeah. And it's been my contention for years. We get up at youth camps and we just preach a baptism by the Holy Ghost, baptism by the Holy Ghost, baptism by the Holy Ghost, but never mention nothing about a sanctified life. Huh? Come on here now, praise God. Let me tell you something. If we're in church here tonight and some woman starts giving out a message in tongues and she's got them star-studded brain balancers hanging on each ear, count me out. I don't have no interpretation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've got my own private interpretation, but I'm not with you. Amen. I'm not with you. And if you've got a short skirt, a tight skirt, a low-top skirt, or a see-through skirt, I'm not with you either. Come on here now, praise God. Well, hear me now. Hear me now. I need a big gob. I need a big gob. You know what a gob is? That's 7 or 8. Drink them out of there. I'll buy you 2 or 3 boxes after service. Well, now, hear me now and hear me well. I put a lot of thought into this. I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Yeah. Come on.
I know how that no woman will ever put on a pair of pants again. You like Spanish? I know. I think I've come up with a deal, Brother Joff. No woman will ever wear a pair of pants after this right here. You know what you need? You need a rear view mirror. That's what we get to see. And I'm telling you, you'd never wear another pair of breeches if you just wear your rear view mirror. Amen. One time, praise God, it'd be all off. Woo! Come on here now, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you this afternoon. When you get sanctified, it makes you a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And only, oh, I tell you what, when we're holding us, by God, it'll put your shout back in us. Well, hallelujah. Amen. One reason we've quit shouting. Amen. We're living too close to the world. Amen. To have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? God. I don't believe in wearing makeup. I believe God will wash your ruby red lips away. Amen. When you get sanctified. Huh? Is that all right, Brother Stewart? Is that all right? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I believe you've got to live a sanctified life to go to heaven. Now, here you go. Hear me now. Hear me now. I want to preach to you. Amen. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. You got a... Got any more?
Big wad.
God.
Small pieces.
Good. I'll take both.
Hear me now.
I want you to listen to this. We believe in Acts chapter 2. We believe, do you all believe, in the sound of a rushing mighty wind? Do you? Y'all believe in that? Okay. What about this? Number two. We believe in cloven tongues like as if fire. Y'all believe in that?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible, ain't it?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that's Pentecostal? You don't believe that. Raise your hand. Huh? Now, we believe they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
How many believe that?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to show you what we don't believe. Amen. I'm going to show you what we don't believe. I'm going to read it to you right out of your King James Bible. Others mocking. This is 2:13. Amen. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine.
Yeah.
Are they? New wine?
Really? Yeah.
Full of you? They said, well, God, they're full of new wine. Yeah. But Peter standing up with 11... lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, amen, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose. My question to you this afternoon is, where are the drunks? Where are they? Well, glory to God. Now, I was watching to see today if a certain person would come in here and hear me preach. Hey, Beth, they never made it. I didn't really think they would. But anyway, let me tell you something tonight. Hey, Beth, when's the last time you got on a drunk?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. God. When was the last time anybody ever accused your church or your cat? Well, my God, they're drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My dad was an alcoholic. You know what you got to do to get drunk? Drink a lot.
That's right.
Huh? And I tell you why you don't get drunk. You don't drink enough. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. We don't drink enough. When you don't drink enough, you can't expect to get drunk. How many here? Hold on here now. Hold on here now. How many here in this church house this afternoon? Amen. You just come off a drunk.
I told you you didn't believe it.
I told you you didn't believe it. Amen. You know what? Amen. You would be so embarrassed if you shouted 5 minutes longer than everybody else did.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God, give me somebody. Give me somebody that'll shout. Give me somebody. Oh, I tell you. Here you go. I want you to listen to me now. I want you to listen to me. Deb died on January the 10th. About 7, between 5 till 5 after 7. God had it for me to stay there and watch her die. She was a brave woman. She was very brave. She never said one word. She sat there, she laid there. And she smothered till that blood clot went in her lungs. Took her breath away from her. And I turned around. She said, her last words to me were, "Mike, pray. Mike, pray." And I did. I turned around. And Deb was dead. She was gone. We buried her on a Friday, January the 14th. And we were in revival when she died. So, January, she died the 14th. We buried her. She died on the 9th. We buried her on the 14th. Went back into revival that Saturday night. We buried her on Friday. Went back in revival on Saturday night. And I got in there. I went to revival that night. Amen. And let me tell you something. I've always got in. Yeah, I've always got in. Amen. I can't pastor but one church, but I've always got in. So it come naturally to me on the night, first night after I buried my wife, to get in and shout. It come natural, praise God. Amen. And I advise you, listen to me. There's probably greater things than that happen to you, but I've never had anything worse to happen to me in all my life. Amen. And here's how I made it. And here's how I kept my sanity. Sometimes the grief and the sorrow would come in like a giant tsunami. And I'd be standing in front of it. It'd just overpower me. Wash me away. I'd cry. I'd understand Deb can't come back. Amen. I understood all that. I know what the Bible said. Amen. But sometimes it'd come in to cover me up. But I'd go to the house of God that night. And the anointing, the Holy Ghost would bring the anointing down. And when the anointing come, it all leave me. Oh, God. It all leave me. It was gold. Oh, God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I kept worshiping. I kept shouting. Amen. Sunday morning, we had a wonderful, wonderful service. Is Susan Hackworth here? Amen. Where's she at? Sister Susan, eyes are coming around the front of the rostrum. Amen. The circle in front. And I looked over to my left. You was about 2 feet from me, a shouting. Oh, God. I said, oh, my God. Now, let me tell you something. I like shouting that spontaneous. I like shouting. I like to see a woman shout hard. Amen. Woo! God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Susan always shouts hard. Oh, there's none of this. Woo, wee, woo, boo, woo, woo, sway, sway, sway. No, not my God. Amen. Oh, shake it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Have an old time shout. Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, we're reading. Reed, you were laying in front of the altar and a rolling. That's one reason I told that woman. In my mind, I could see you rolling in front of the altar. That's one reason I told that woman. I pastored a holy roller church. Woo, glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. When the anointing would come and a shout would come on my soul, that grief, amen, all that sorrow would leave me, amen. So I tried every service by God I could get in and the power of God come on. That's how I made it. All right. Brother Paul, you about ready? I see you are. Amen. Amen. I want to preach these last 7 or 8 things, then I'm going to quit. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Do you? Yeah, I've met some characters going across the country. I've met some characters. But one of my most memorable was an old guy by the name, 80 years old, by the name of Leslie Lerman. Leslie Lerman, he was 80. And he just had started a church over in the Carolinas. Got him a storefront. Oh, God. And I was a preaching, and old brother Leslie really helped me out. Yeah, oh, hallelujah. I'm going to do this. It's unorthodox, but I don't care. Yeah.
I went down, and old Leslie was a shouter, you know. And he wore hand-me-down shoes. His shoes was always too big for him. And I went down in front of Leslie. He couldn't hardly hear. But he looked at me and didn't have no teeth. And I said, Leslie, are you discouraged? Let me tell you the answer to your Xanax. Let me tell you the answer to your depression. Amen. Shout it out. Shout it out. Get in and let the Holy Ghost, amen, overflow, oversweep your heart and shout it out. Oh, Leslie was on the front pew. And I said, Leslie, Brother Leslie, are you discouraged? He said, whoop, me? He got up. He took his shoes, throwed them straight up in the air, both of them. Whoop. That sounds like a run to me. Glory to God. He took off a run around the church, preaching, running around the church. Let me tell you what happened to him. He got down to Carolinas, and he rented him a storefront. Randy, you're going to love this. He rented him a storefront to have church in. And they got to shouting. And they couldn't run around. They had to run backwards and forth. And some of them got an extra double duper dose. Amen. Went through the front doors, a little across the sidewalk street, and out in the main highway. Oh, my God. One of the Micahs got on their telephone. 911. Listen, we've got some people down here. They're losing their minds. They're out in one lane of traffic or rolling around in the traffic. Yeah. Policeman cuts his lights off, pulls up in front of the church. And, he looks, one of the boys out there in the highway, just a rolling and a kicking and a shouting. And he gets, you know how they carry their microphone right there? Yeah, I think I'm going to need some backup. Yeah. I think I'm going to need some backup here.
Yeah.
Send a couple more carloads in there.
Yeah.
First guy the policeman runs into is Leslie. You know what Leslie's doing, though? He's speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
And the policeman said, what's going on here, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he says, is that back up on the way?
Yeah.
And here's, listen to me. Listen to me. Here's what he said. He said, officer said, what's going on down there? He said, well, he said, I believe they're all drunk. Oh, glory! Thank God somebody thought we were drunk. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank God. Amen. I say we need to get anointed. Amen. We need to get anointed by God till we get drunk again. Brother Ralph, you remember old Cowboy, don't you?
Yeah.
Cowboy over on the ridge.
Yeah, buddy.
He was drunk one day. He was harmless. But I made Deb get out and get in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I give old Cowboy a seat. He pulled pulled him beside of me. He stunk like the ABC store.
Yeah.
And he said, Mr. Horton, I said, well, I said, I'm Roberts. I married Horton. He said, you know Grant and them down there, don't you? Old Grant and old Ralph? I said, yeah, I know. He said, when you go back to church, you tell them. That's a cowboy. It's a coming to the front.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Hey, let me tell you something this afternoon. When you go home and you get in your church and you push that thing, by God, to the men and women, rejoice in your church. You're coming to the front. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not, hey. Brother Mike.
Hello now.
Brother Mike, I'm just not emotional. Oh yeah. Yeah, I know you ain't. In fact, if you'd take me to court with you, I could testify to the fact. You ain't emotional at all. By God, you're dead. That's what's wrong with you. You're not emotional. You're dead. You're dead as a doornail. By God. Yeah, you're not emotional. Oh, Brother Pearl Robinson, pastor to Hamilton Christian Center, Hamilton, what was it? West Side Holiness or something like that back then. Anyway, they've changed it three times since Brand X got in there. But anyway, he had a couple of Methodist women, come to his church, and of course they was all getting in shouting, hey man, run the aisles, and the old Methodist women come up to him at church. My brother Robinson, we are Methodist, and we want to come here to church, but we are not emotional. Well, you know, when you got 400 some people, and you got a couple of people, a couple of icicles that want to sit on the pew, big deal. Come on. Come on, by God. We're not going to run you off, but come on. So it was about 3 weeks later. Brother Robinson put on his robe, went down to get his paper out of the mailbox. About that time, the Cincinnati Reds had won the World Series. So Brother Robinson reaches in there, gets his paper, opens it up, starts walking back up to his house. Amen. And there was splashed all over the front of the paper. Reds win World Series. Yeah. And I had a big old picture there. Brother Robinson looked down at the picture. He said, I don't believe it. Lord God, them two old Methodist sisters that was not emotional was on the front page of the Cincinnati Inquirer with chairs raised up in the air at the ball game. God, oh my God, church, let me tell you something. We got more to shout about than a ball game. Oh, Lord, I said we got more to shout about than a ball game. Hold on here. Hold on here. Amen. Amen. Jesus, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Ezra 3:12 said, when they laid the foundation of the house of the Lord, all the people shouted with a great shout. Psalm 5:11, let all those who put their trust in thee, them ever shout for joy, forever shout for joy. Now here, I'm closing right here. I want you to listen to this. Well, Brother Roberts, I believe we need to win souls instead of all that shout. Good. Only thing is, you don't know your Bible. That's the only thing. You're biblically stupid. You're this is just my old country vernacular. You're dumb as a hog. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first revival that was ever in the New Testament, they had a shout meeting. Huh? And the reason the people came is because they seen the shout. Is that all right? Is that all right? Oh, God. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Burdett Wiles went into the Ashtan territory in Gold Coast, West Africa, and rented a two-room bungalow. Hey, the Ashtons numbered 1.5 million people in that heathen tribe, a cannibalistic tribe. 1.5 million people. Old Burdett went in there and rented him a two-room bungalow and started having church there in that two-room bungalow. After a while, he got a little old girl saved, and he got her mother saved. And there was I want you to listen to me. There, Hofi Ganau was the most powerful voodoo priest in West Coast, Gold Coast, West Africa. The most powerful voodoo priest. And here, his sister's name was Sarah Pimman. And the Holy Ghost come on, her girl, which was his niece, Afu, in that little old two-room deal. And Hofi Ganau was that voodoo priest, was there at that meeting. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost come down inside that meeting and it put that little old girl to shouting. Afi twirled, and she shook, and she trembled, and she shouted on the power of God until that voodoo priest come under conviction. And he said, I've got to pray. I've got to pray and seek this. Over thousands and thousands and thousands got saved over the reason why that little old girl got in the house of God and got in a shout. Well, glory to God. I say, it's what I say. I say, my God, give her a shout back. Give her a shout back, my God. Oh, let the power of God fall in the house of God. Amen. And get her a shout back. I'm quitting. Amen. I ain't out of stuff. But I'm quitting right now. Oh, God, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Hey, you know what? You know what my elder pastor used to tell me, Brother Grant Horton. You know what he told me? He said, Mike, you can't put live ditties under a dead hen. Yeah. And what he said that for was, if you're going to have young people and keep young people, you've got to have spiritual services.
Right.
You cannot put a live ditty under a dead hen.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh. God. Oh, God. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear me? Amen. God, give me anything in this world. Oh, John, my son Jonathan here, I love to hear him sing. He is a super duper grade age jumbo deluxe sound song leader. Hey, Brother Box. I love to hear him. And he sings a song about suffering. Yeah. And in it, there's a verse there that says, I got biscuits, but I don't have no gravy. You can't hardly suffer worse than that. Well, I've been through the fire. I've been through the mud. How's the rest of it go, John? Down in the valley, stuck in the mud. I had to look up. Just a
sea bottom.
How do you like that? I'm a singer. And then he says, I ain't going to give up on God. Well, I may have some biscuits, but I don't have no gravy. Oh, I love that. Oh, is that spiritual? I don't know if that's spiritual or not, amen. But I like it, amen. It's different. It may not be spiritual, but it's different, ain't it? Oh, God. Every time he sings that song, we get in. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, my God, brethren. Do y'all know that song? You know it? Can you sing it? I ain't gonna give up on God. I love it. Well, I gotta quit. Here you go, buddy.